Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Demoy, and welcome to the first episode of the Search Continues podcast. This is the audio only version of this show. This is a weekly podcast / blog that I run, and if you want to check out all the visual components, definitely head over to thesearch-continues.tumblr.com. Also, the YouTube channel at search.continues, the same for social media. All the info will be in the bio. Definitely give us a view and subscribe to this podcast so we can stay on your radar. So let's get into it. This episode is titled Hustle. So let me take you on a journey, starting with my transition from high school to college. I'm from New Jersey, and before starting my four-year degree, I took time to visit different schools and worked a variety of freelance gigs. One project that stood out for me was a skit about colorism in a courthouse. I also had the opportunity to work with notable Jersey artists, you know, shout out to Lamar from Role Models, DJ Cali Cal, Fat Boy, and many more who supported me in the early stages of my career. In my first semester of college, I enrolled in the Creative Arts and Technology program at Bloomfield College. Although it was a great program with great educators and people, I soon realized that it was not the right fit for me and decided to transfer. While I was exploring different options, I came across a collective in Newark, New Jersey. That was running their first or second internship program. I reached out to Denity and Nimi Hendrix, and they welcomed me with open arms to come and intern with them. That experience taught me a lot about the filmmaking process and how to deal with people professionally. After my internship, I decided to take a risk and audition for Mason Grove School of the Arts at Rutgers University. I was one of the first transfer classes to be accepted into the program, and although I wasn't accepted into the filmmaking department, the visual arts department welcomed me with open arms. This new opportunity gave me a new set of goals to work towards, and the pressure was on to succeed, being the first in my family to attend college. Before starting my new semester, I decided to live a little and take a trip to LA with my collective. It was 2016, and I remember hopping off the plane, throwing my bags in a convertible, and hitting the streets. The first thing we decided to do was a photo shoot. On our drive to the desert, we were stuck in traffic and listening to Nipsey Hussle's Crenshaw. At the time, I wasn't familiar with Nipsey, but my boy Jabril introduced me to his music. The vibe of the project set the tone for the trip. After a quick photo shoot in the desert, I had the chance to meet Nipsey later on and showed him some of my photos that I took of him. He was an honest guy, and he told me that my photos are alright, but that I need some work and to practice more. I agreed with his advice and started to listen to more of his music. I became a little fan of Nipsey, and his music continued to inspire me. This blog title and this entry is a tribute to that. In conclusion, my journey out west had been one to remember, but each experience had taught me a valuable lesson and led me to where I am at the moment. I hope you all enjoy this content on this blog, and don't forget to check in next week for the new installment of The Search Continues, where I will be continuing this story. Thank you guys for listening, watching. As always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and even submit or ask me a question directly on my blog. So until then, y'all.